Aries, March 21 to April 19. Everything that irritates us about others can lead us to an understanding of ourselves, said psychologist Carl Jung. What was he implying? That we may sometimes engage in the same behavior that bothers us about others? And we should examine whether we are similarly annoying? That's one possible explanation, and I encourage you to meditate on it. Here's a second theory. When people irritate us, it may signify that we are at risk of being hurt or violated by them, and we should take measures to protect ourselves. Maybe there are other theories you could come up with, as well, Aries. Now here's your assignment. Identify two people who irritate you. What lessons or blessings could you garner from your relationships with them? Taurus, April 20 to May 20, in 1886. A wealthy woman named Sarah Winchester moved into a two-story, eight-room farmhouse in San Jose, California. She was an amateur architect. During the next 20 years, she oversaw continuous reconstruction of her property, adding new elements and revising existing structures. At one point, the house had 500 rooms. Her workers built and then tore down a seven-story tower on 16 occasions. When she died at age 83, her beloved domicile had 2,000 doors, 10,000 windows, 47 stairways, and 6 kitchens. While Sarah Winchester was extreme in her devotion to endless transformation, I do recommend a more measured version of her strategy for you, especially in the coming months. Continual creative growth and rearrangement will be healthy and fun. Gemini, May 21 to June 20. All the things I wanted to do and didn't do took so long. It was years of not doing. So writes Gemini poet Lee Upton in her book Undid in the Land of Undone. Most of us could make a similar statement. But I have good news for you, Gemini. I suspect that during the rest of 2023, you will find the willpower and the means to finally accomplish intentions that have been long postponed or unfeasible. I'm excited for you. To prepare the way, decide which two undone things you would most love to dive into and complete. Cancer, June 21 to July 22, Cancerian author Dennis Johnson had a rough life in his 20s. He was addicted to drugs and alcohol. Years later, he wrote a poem expressing gratitude to the people who didn't abandon him. You saw me when I was invisible, he wrote, you spoke to me when I was deaf, you thanked me when I was a secret. Now would be an excellent time for you to deliver similar appreciation to those who have steadfastly beheld and supported your beauty when you were going through hard times. Leo, July 23, August 22. Don't make a wish upon a star. Instead, make a wish upon a scar. By that I mean, visualize in vivid detail how you might summon dormant reserves of ingenuity to heal one of your wounds. Come up with a brilliant plan to at least partially heal the wound. And then use that same creative energy to launch a new dream or relaunch a stalled old dream. In other words, Leo, figure out how to turn a liability into an asset. Capitalize on a loss to engender a gain. Convert sadness into power and disappointment into joy. Virgo, August 23, Sept. 22, at age 9, I was distraught when my parents told me we were moving away from the small town in Michigan where I had grown up. I felt devastated to lose the wonderful friends I had made and leave the land I loved. But in retrospect, I am glad I got uprooted. It was the beginning of a new destiny that taught me how to thrive on change. It was my introduction to the pleasures of knowing a wide variety of people from many different backgrounds. I bring this to your attention, Virgo, because I think the next 12 months will be full of comparable opportunities for you. You don't have to relocate to take advantage, of course. There are numerous ways to expand and diversify your world. Your homework right now is to identify three. Libra Sept. 23 October. 22. Most of us continuously absorb information that is of little or questionable value. We are awash in an endless tsunami of trivia and babble. But in accordance with current astrological omens, I invite you to remove yourself from this blather as much as possible during the next 3 weeks. Focus on exposing yourself to fine thinkers, deep feelers, and exquisite art and music. Nurture yourself with the wit and wisdom of compassionate geniuses and brilliant servants of the greater good. Treat yourself to a break from the blah 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 and immerse yourself in the smartest joie de vivre you can find. Scorpio, October 23, November 21, More than 25 countries have created coats of arms that feature an eagle. Why is that? Maybe it's because the Roman Empire, the foundation of so much culture in the Western world, regarded the eagle as the ruler of the skies. It's a symbol of courage, strength, and alertness. When associated with people, it also denotes high spirits, ingenuity, and sharp wits. In astrology, the eagle is the emblem of the ripe Scorpio, someone who bravely transmutes suffering and strives to develop a sublimely soulful perspective. With these thoughts in mind, and in accordance with current astrological omens, I invite you Scorpios to draw extra intense influence from your eagle-like aspects in the coming weeks. Sagittarius, November 22nd Deck. 21. When I paint, my goal is to show what I found, not what I was looking for. So said artist Pablo Picasso. I recommend you adopt some version of that as your motto in the coming weeks. Yours could be, when I make love, my goal is to rejoice in what I find, not what I am looking for. Or perhaps, when I do the work I care about, my goal is to celebrate what I find, not what I am looking for. Or maybe, when I decide to transform myself, my goal is to be alert for what I find, not what I am looking for. Capricorn, December 22, Jan. 19. Vincent van Gogh painted wheatfield with a reaper, showing a man harvesting lush yellow grain under a glowing sun. Van Gogh said the figure was fighting like the devil in the midst of the heat to get to the end of his task. And yet, this was also true. The sun was flooding everything with a light of pure gold. I see your life in the coming weeks as resonating with this scene, Capricorn. Though you may grapple with challenging tasks, you will be surrounded by beauty and vitality. Aquarius, January 20, Feb. 18. I suspect that your homing signals will be extra strong and clear during the next 12 months. Everywhere you go, in everything you do, you will receive clues about where you truly belong and how to fully inhabit the situations where you truly belong. From all directions, life will offer you revelations about how to love yourself for who you are and be at peace with your destiny. Start tuning in immediately, dear Aquarius. The hints are already trickling in. Pisces, February 19 to March 20. The renowned Mexican painter Diego Rivera, 1886-1957, told this story about himself. When he was born, he was so frail and ill that the midwife gave up on him, casting him into a bucket of dung. Rivera's grandmother would not accept the situation so easily, however. She caught and killed some pigeons and wrapped her newborn grandson in the bird's guts. The seemingly crazy fix worked. Rivera survived and lived for many decades, creating an epic body of artistic work. I bring this wild tale to your attention, Pisces, with the hope that it will inspire you to keep going and be persistent in the face of a problematic beginning or challenging birth pang. Don't give up. Homework. What broken thing could you repair so it's even better than it was before it broke? Newsletter. FreeWillAstrology.com.